Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Are you ready for my holographic Charizard?
It's hologramic.
Ah, I did the wrong research.
Stupid.
I finally made you laugh. And this is Stranger Still.
There you go.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast that answers the strange questions you never thought about asking yourself the question.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
How you doing, John?
I'm okay.
You're just okay?
Did you hear how enthusiastic I was about it? Of course not, you big dingus. I'm great. How are you?
I am very excited for today's episode. We're talking about the future, John!
Yeah, I'm going there right now.
This was actually your idea.
Yeah, it always was.
You've had this idea for a long time?
Well, I went back in time and I created it.
You created holograms?
You don't have to. Come on. You're going to get to that in your research, of course.
That's true. Actually, no, I don't talk about the history of holograms very much because that's boring, John. And we're all about the future in this episode.
Okay.
We're talking about the mother-loving future.
We're fashion forward.
We're talking about 3D hologram projection.
I know. I project that. They're going to be very projectful.
John, yeah? Holograms are everywhere. Turn around. There's one right behind you.
There's not. Well, I'm not a doofus.
Okay. Well, there's 2D holograms everywhere.
Okay.
Because they're hard to make and duplicate. So people put like the boring 2D holograms on like $100 bills and like credit cards and driver's license. Dumb stuff like that, right?
I think they're pretty neat, but okay.
No,
they're talk
not
it down.
3D hologram projections.
All right,
John.
Fine. But maybe you haven't had a long night where you're just up and you're just trying to have a good time. So you hold a Visa card up to your eye and pretend the eagle's flying at you.
Yeah. It's boring, John.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Well, you need the right magnifying glass.
I really shouldn't say they're boring because we could do like a whole episode on 2D holograms. But what I really want to know is where the heck are the 3D hologram projections?
Projections?
Projections. That would be a theme this episode. Nick trying to say the word projections. Where are those 3D holographic projections that I was promised in Back to the Future 2? Or Star Wars with Princess Leia? Or like Tony Stark's whole setup? Or the Jaws 19 ad from Back to the Future 2? Remember that?
Yeah, it came out in a big guy's little head.
Yeah, clean off.
Into a nice little splash of blood. It was really gross. I was young.
Yeah, Back to the Future 2 took place in 2015.
Yeah.
Yet somehow, I don't see any 3D hologram projections, do you?
Wow, you nerd. You sound like every YouTuber.
What gives? What gives? Where
Where's
are these
my jetpacks?
3D holograms?
Yeah.
I'm asking you, John. Where are these 3D holograms?
I don't know, dude. I didn't invent them. I said I did, but...
I was just trying to look cool in front of my friends.
Yeah.
Well, John, I do want to touch on 2D holograms a little bit, like real fast. There's a whole history to them, but it's not what we're here to talk about. But the reason I want to talk about them is because there's two principles that people...
Oof, I thought one principle was scary when I was in school. That's a joke for the kids.
Kids don't know what principles are anymore. They don't look up from their iPhones, dumb millennials.
Wow, what a...
Wow. But there's two principles in 2D holograms that... people are trying to use to give us 3D holographic projections. Why is that word so hard for me to say? We're just saying 3D holograms now. Goodness gracious. So the first
goodness gracious.
Is like,
what a dad.
I am a dad. So the first principle is how like 3D movies or a 3DS works, which is that there are two images presented to you. There's at slightly different angles of whatever object,
mm-hmm.
and one of the images is sent to one eye, and the other image is sent to the other eye, and then your brain turns that into a 3D image, because that's how your eyes work, believe it or not. I believe you.
Yeah, no, I did.
So
there's no reason for me not to believe you.
3D movies do this by giving those special glasses where one lens is polarized to only let sunlight in,
mm-hmm.
and then the other lens on the other eye is polarized to let other light in. So one image is projected with one light, the other image is projected with the other one, and you get that 3D image. The 3DS does this by like giving you two screens and then shooting them at your eyes.
Yeah, that's how the Earth works, too.
How's that?
Because
the Earth is flat.
Well, no, there's a North Pole, mm-hmm. and there's a South Pole.
Yeah.
And they're because they're both polarized, the Earth looks 3D.
The Earth is flat, John. Have you not listened to this podcast?
But it looks 3D.
So 2D holograms do this by introducing like a complex interference film over the image, which control...
Like the ozone layer.
Like the ozone layer. The Earth is flat. How many
it's
times
It's just like the Earth.
This? There's no ozone layer. It's all made up by Al Gore.
Okay.
So they have this interference film that controls which part of which image goes to which eye. And if you're looking at like the cheap 2D holograms, you'd find like a Cracker Jack box or like in a birthday party doggy bag or whatever they're called. You know what I'm talking about.
Doggy bag?
The last time I remember, what do you call them?
A goodie bag.
Goodie bag. That's a better word for it.
Doggy bag. Goodies in it. Doggy bag makes it sound like it's full of meat. Like meat cereal, like what my dogs have.
Ew. My point is, the cheap 2D hologram, like stickers and stuff that you get,
mm-hmm.
Some of those might like layer thin images on top of each other to achieve that 3D effect. But John, all of that is boring.
Whoa. All that energy and just to tell me it's boring?
Yeah. What I want is 3D holograms, John.
I hear you, and it sounds like you're very excited about them. What do you know that I don't?
I know. What if I told you that there is already... a 3D projector in your pocket. Actually, it's on the table.
Wow.
It's your phone, John.
Wow.
I'm going to show you something that would work much better on a visual medium. So go to patreon.com/flyingmachine and support us on Patreon so we can have a visual medium. But I have this little thing here. There's all these YouTube videos out there.
Whoa, they're flying right at me.
That turn your phone into a 3D projector. Check this out.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
What? Whoa!
Doesn't that look 3D? I'm showing John a butterfly.
Wow.
And eventually it'll turn like into a... it's turning into a heart. A heart
he
shape
has
right
holograms.
Now. Yeah, I have a 3D hologram right here on my phone, John. And I made this by taking a bunch of like... There's a pyramid made out of clear plastic that I've set on the center of my phone on top of this video.
Wow, man.
We already have 3D projections. But that's fake. That is a forgery. And it makes me disgusted.
Yeah, I'm disgusted too. I'm grossed out. I'm mad at you, actually.
I'm mad at me.
You gave me just a nibble, and I want the whole entree.
Yeah,
Nick.
So if you want to
Nick,
do this, what?
Feed me holograms.
Here.
Mmm, delicious.
So if you want to do this at home, there's a bunch of videos on how to do it, but you take a...
it probably looks like
a CD case or some sort of clear plastic. You make a pyramid out of it and like an upside down pyramid, cut off the top of it, and then you set it on your phone. And if you have the plastic at a 45 degree angle, it kind of like looks like this jellyfish or this butterfly or this hummingbird is floating above your phone. Would you agree? It kind of looked like it was floating above my phone.
Yeah, I'm going to get a jellyfish.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I like that.
So this is a fake. It's a forgery. It's this thing that's been around for a long time. It's a technique known as Pepper's Ghost. And you may have seen it. Have you ever been to, like, Disneyland or Disney World?
Yeah, where the kid Pepper died and he haunted all the kids with
right. it. Right. That's exactly what it is. No, it's used in, like, the Haunted Mansion at the Disney parks, famously.
I actually have a projector and I was going to try to do this on a large scale. We should try to do that together.
It's a little bit more complex than that. But, like, they use this technique when they had that hologram of Tupac and Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I have a 10x10 of acrylic glass and mm-hmm. a fog machine
yeah.
and a mirror.
Yeah.
So
I don't
yeah.
believe you for a
okay.
second.
Well.
So this technique has been around for a long time. Its first known usage was in the 1400s, but it became popular in stage shows in the 1860s. And it was used to, like, during theater, put ghosts on stage. And what they would do is they would have, like, off stage at 90 degrees, they'd have someone standing on a black background. And then in between the audience and the stage, there is, and this 90 degree angle, there was like a 45 degree angle pane of glass.
Yeah.
And they would shine light on the ghost that's off stage and it would reflect on the glass and then it would look to the audience who's seeing it straight on like it was on the stage manifested on like partially translucent and looked like a real ghost, man. It was
wow,
freaky.
Dude.
Can you imagine, like, they didn't have all the technology we had today. What if just like a ghost appeared on the stage? Wouldn't that be scary?
That would be pretty fun.
It would be scary,
they
man.
Should probably use it to rob banks. Really elaborate bank. Hey, look out the window at night. Give me all your money. I'm your dead
Ooh.
Uncle. I want you to give it away.
The B-plot to Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
So they use that with Tupac and Michael Jackson, but it's still fake, John. It's 2D. You can't like go around it at a different angle and see a different part of Tupac's face.
That's what they ended up doing. They took it from 90 degrees to 98 degrees, and all the ghosts look so much sexier.
Yeah.
And that's how the boy band got their name.
Oh, now I'm learning a little bit of history.
Sometimes you learn a little too.
So the Pepper's Ghost is still really cool, and like I like the idea of being able to do it with your phone with this upside down pyramid. What some people are doing is they're taking that pyramid idea and making them huge. So there's one project that was on Kickstarter. It was an interactive tabletop display that was just this. It was a pyramid, and then on the inside it had a holographic display using the Pepper's Ghost technique. There's someone made one that was like the size of a room and had like a small like theater set up so you could do holographic projections into this like room-sized pyramid.
That's cool.
Stuff's really cool, but it's fake, John.
Okay.
It's a forgery.
Fine. All right. Jeez, you're pointing really...
Very
pointedly.
I'm a purist, John.
Okay.
There are other purists out there that look at this technology and they scoff.
Right.
Because...
Which is what you're doing with your emotions,
yes,
really.
Yes, my emotions are scoffing. But people haven't given up. And there's other attempts, but there's still forgeries. I think the worst attempt is these fans that are out there, like spinning fans, not like an enthusiast. They put a bunch of LEDs on a fan and they spin it around, and as it spins it plays an animation. It looks like it's partially translucent.
So like people that are really, really into riding bikes, like spinning class?
John, I knew you were going to find a way to turn this on me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They have like a fan. It's like sideways. And they spin it and they put LEDs in
like
it.
Spinning
make like
class.
A Coke can like, spin.
I don't know. It's probably like right after yoga.
So there's this other group of people that, like you've seen those videos where people will put water above a subwoofer and then like the water will make these cool designs.
Yeah, and then you take a picture and you make it rainbow colored and you sell it.
Yeah. Are you like Teal Swan now or something?
Sell it to stoners on yeah. web wallpapersy.com.
Like Teal Swan. there's this group of people out there that have taken that kind of idea, and they're like, what if we took a bunch of speakers and captured like styrofoam beads and made patterns out of it? And that's how they're trying to do 3D projection. But the problem with that is if you think of those styrofoam beads as like a pixel, the resolution is like one pixel every inch. And it looks really bad. Right now, all they've made is kind of a plus sign.
Kind of a plus sign.
It's fake and stupid is what it is.
Wow, dude. You're mad. What about like little nanobots or something?
Like tiny little drones?
Tiny, tiny, tiny little one pixel drones.
We're almost there.
Okay.
Save that thought.
But hold on. Copyright it. How do you copyright this? I'll email this podcast to myself.
Yeah. It's totally admissible.
Everybody take this podcast and email it to your friends.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Yeah. You should all share this or Facebook message it to them. And that way that my idea will be copyrighted.
Yes.
I can't say projectors, and you can't say copyrighted.
Well, we got to get there first before they can mail it to it themselves.
Okay.
So there are people out there that project images onto, like, smoke and, like...
Dude, nice.
To make it look like ghostly illusion, but that's a forgery. There's also this company out there called Looking Glass that they're kind of in the business...
I follow them on Instagram.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They make, like, 3D computer displays, but they're just kind of, like, as near as I can tell, they just...
They're like dioramas.
Yeah, they could kind of layer images on top of each other to build a 3D effect, but it's not, again, it's not what we call volumetric, where you can move to the side and see different angles of an image, which is what I want in a 3D projection. I want this Jaws head to pop up, and I want to be able to go to, his, like, turn around and see his fin.
Yeah, hit pause and walk around.
Yeah, exactly. This doesn't do that either. There are some articles out there that will say, like, we already have holograms. It's called alternative reality glasses.
Yeah, shut up.
Like, the Oculus and the other ones that are out there that I can't think of because I am stupid. Those don't really do it. Because that's like, you are put in this virtual space with a headset. Like, I want as minimal interference as possible, and I want it in the real world. I want it, like, on my desk.
You're bringing, yeah.
VR
is bringing you to the hologram world. Do you want to bring the holograms to the real world?
Right. The Microsoft HoloLens, have you seen that? It almost does that.
No.
It's kind of like the Google glasses, except they have, like, you can see through, but they still have like screens on the lenses, so it's still 3D. And like, yeah, that's pretty cool. But it's still a headset. I don't want a headset. I don't want glass. I don't want any of this stuff in my way. I want a 3D projection. So the closest thing I've seen to like a Princess Leia or something was in 2011. Sony had this prototype for a thing called a Ray Modeler. And before I talk about it, I want to talk about CRT TVs. Do you know how those work?
CRT TVs.
They're like the old the tube TVs with the giant backs. Do you know how those work?
They put lights and stuff on the back of
yeah.
the tube.
Well, at the back of the TV, there's like a laser gun. There's three laser guns that shoot red, green, and blue. That's not important for this conversation, so I won't talk about it here. But what it does is, like, one pixel at a time, it shoots like those three lasers to the screen and builds part of the image. And then it goes down the line building that image one pixel at a time. And then it goes to the next row, builds that one pixel at a time. And does this hundreds of times a second to build one frame. And then it does that 24 times a second to make a moving image. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So this kind of used that technology, but on like 360 degrees. So the Ray Modeler looks like an Alexa. It's like a cylinder, but around it are a bunch of like tiny little screens, like LEDs or something. And there's this thing inside spinning around super, super fast. And as it goes, like at a 1 degree slice of it, it'll project an image to that column of LEDs. And mm-hmm. then when it goes to the next one, it'll show a different angle of that column of LEDs.
Yeah, it's like when you see LED on, I don't know, a deck of cards that's going through like some kind of machine. Have you ever seen that? Or like my grandma has it on her phone.
What's that?
Where it's like a 3D holographic clock.
Huh.
But it goes, as it goes by, it only gives part of the image and it makes look like a...
Yeah, it's exactly like that. But it's like, it's
so it's like
cylinder.
Flickering.
Yeah. It's exactly like that's like the fans I was trying to describe earlier. It's like that.
Yeah.
But there's several like lines of them. And the way that this works is kind of the same as a 3D movie. So when you're looking at it, one eye catches one angle of that projection and then your other eye catches another angle of that projection. It forms this 3D model within this cylinder, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But John, that's not what I want. Have I said that enough?
It's stuck in a cylinder.
It's stuck in a cylinder. But you can like move around it and see different angles of it because as it spins, it's showing different angles of the model. But it's not good enough. I want Jaws 19 coming down, biting my head off. It's what I want.
Can you touch it? Can you touch the cylinder?
Yes. Well, so in the video I watched, it was like after a CES or something where they were showing off a bunch of prototypes. One of the guys went to touch it, and there's like this glass around it. And the guy's like, if you touch that, it would take your finger off because this is moving around like tens of thousands times a second. And he was like, well, it's a good thing you put that there because my first instinct was to touch it. So, no, you can't touch it.
Oh.
The bad news about Jaws 19 is that we are very far away from being able to do it. But the good news is people are still working on it. Because when I had this idea for an episode, I was like, no one's going to be working on this. There's no practical use for a 3D projection. But there's people working on it, John.
Oh.
And these are what
thanks,
I will
George
call...
Thanks, George Bush. Think about it. Listen back. People working on it, John.
Fool me once. Shame on... me. We played that clip, right?
Probably.
Like a long time ago. I can't remember. Anyway, these are the best examples that I found today of like true volumetric 3D holograms that they require minimal interference and work on your part that we have in today's world. I'm going to go least impressive to most impressive.
Okay.
So I'm setting up for success here. The first one is called laser plasma emissions. And
is this, before we go in to talk about this, if you do have any kids in the room.
No, it's not like that. I knew you were going to make that joke. So I restructured the words that I was going to say to make sure that clearly it didn't work. So this actually uses the same technology that lightning uses, if you can call that technology.
Oh, wow. Does it usually do it at night, like nocturnally?
I can't. I'm just going to keep moving on for the sake of me and our audience. So the way that lightning works is the light comes from
God's fingertips.
From God's fingertips. And what he's doing is he's ripping electrons away from atoms. And when that happens, the byproduct is ozone and a sudden burst of light. So when you have that happening to a bunch of different atoms, mm-hmm. you get a huge rod of lightning.
Okay.
Thank you, God, and your fingers. So this process is called ionization. And what it does is it turns the atoms into plasma for like a split second, hence the name laser plasma emissions.
Cool.
So some scientists out there, this was a while ago too, I haven't seen any updates on this, but there's probably reasons for that that I'll get into. They've been using lasers to create plasma emissions in different patterns. And it's kind of the same as like CRT technology, where they build a shape one miniature explosion at a time. And they do that several times a second over and over. So they make, so far, all I've seen is like a simple stick man walking, or the outline of a butterfly flapping its
wings. But
they're
made out of lightning.
But they're made out of like tiny little lightning balls, which is really cool. But it's very dangerous, as you can imagine. Like, there's one video, and there's just, like, safety equipment everywhere. Like, you can't even get close to the machine making these. The other problem is it's very noisy, because what it's doing is it's, like, building up static electricity. So it sounds just like a bunch of static electricity snaps over and over.
But there are machines that are, what is it, magnetically controlling them to
do something? Yeah, it's with lasers, yeah.
Okay. So I wonder if we could set this up outside on a large scale and do it during a thunderstorm and just make thunderstorms into, like, ad campaigns for Stranger Still.
Yeah, that's way better than skywriting.
Yeah.
Skywriting with lightning. How cool would that be? So the other downside is that it only shows up in blue, because I don't think you can control the color that a particle or an atom emits unless you change the...
Well, unless you get the lightning dye, but that's expensive.
It is very expensive. Unless you buy it in bulk at Costco. But the second one is a little bit safer. It's still not safe. It's called the Illumin system, which my autocorrect does not like. Illumyn, if you want to check it out. It's actually really cool. All of these are really cool. But for this, they have a glass ball, like a globe of glass filled with cesium vapor. And then they fire two laser guns into the cesium. And where the lasers meet, it excites the cesium and emits light. So again, they do the same thing where over and over, several times a second, they target these lasers at different points to build a shape out of it. So very much the same, but it has to be done in cesium. It's a little bit safer because it's in a glass ball, but cesium is still toxic.
Yeah.
Like, radioactive cesium is very toxic to humans, very bad for us, but like normal cesium isn't that bad, but it's still bad.
That's why they changed the phrase. It used to be tis the cesium, because they used to use it
as fake. Too many people died.
Yeah, it was fake snow all over the, in decorations. So.
Well, actually, do you know about this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, all of the fake snow from old movies was asbestos.
Yeah.
And very, very bad. I didn't know if you were making a reference to that or not. So the other problem is that it has to be contained in this glass globe, which is stupid. So it's not, I mean, it's not.
You could live in that globe for probably a very short half-life. Yeah. But
So it's cool. But my favorite, I've saved the best for last. I think that's how people say it in that order, right?
Save the best for last. Yeah. Yeah.
So this one is from Brigham Young University. They call it the optical
trap. The what? Brigham Young University?
Yeah.
All right. What did they do?
they came with this thing called the optical track display. And this is where I wanted to bring up your tiny drones idea.
Yes, which I invented. Copyright.
This is definitely not what they do, but they kind of like make a miniature drone. No, that's not at all. But it's like the same idea. So what they do, it has its limits, but it's my favorite. They went into this hoping to make a volumetric hologram of Princess Leia. Like, that was their objective with this whole mission.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So they're a bunch of nerds, which is great. But what they do is they take one particle of, they didn't say what. I'm sure they don't want to reveal what, because then, like, their secret's out. They trap the single particle in air using lasers, and then they can use those lasers to guide the particle around in a different pattern. So, like, when the car lots have those spotlights that go around?
Yeah.
They just kind of, like, do that to move the particle around.
So it's like a gravity gun.
Yeah, it's like a gravity gun for a particle. And they move that particle around, and then while the particle's moving around, they shoot another laser at it to change the color of the particle, and they can make images out of it. So they can make it green or blue or pink or a gradient or something like that. And the way that they compare it, like, they say, when you have a sparkler and you just hold it there, it looks like a single point. And you start moving around, it turns into a line or a shape, or you can spell your name with it and stuff like that. It's exactly what they're doing here.
So they're doing it just one particle, but
which
very
is
fast.
Awesome to me. Yeah. I think that's so cool. And so far they've made like simple polygons. Like, they made an X-wing that was like very small and chunky. I don't know how to say it. Thick, THICC.
Yeah.
And it looks like the old, like, vector graphics that they had on, like, old computer games. Like, when you're driving that tank around, you know? You know that game? And there's, like, the jaggedy mountains in the background?
Yeah.
It looks like that. It's pretty cool. And they have an image in their video where they made a Princess Leia projection, but they never showed video of it, so I don't... it's hard to do, but I'm sure they, like, can't replicate it or something. I don't know. But the biggest downside is all of the shapes are incredibly tiny. Like, they are the size of the people's fingernails. But the cool thing is they can go in and touch it because it's a particle. So they put their finger on it and they can, like, feel the particle moving around, which is crazy.
What?
So it's even tactile at that point. Isn't this insane?
Yeah, that's
nuts. It's, like,
nuts.
The coolest technology ever. Like, if they could find a way to get multiple particles going without interfering with the other, like, laser beams and stuff, we could have some awesome projections.
And then just make it giant.
Yeah.
And then you could touch it, too, so you could just, like, make
Jaws
a staircase.
Could actually bite my head off.
Yeah.
So there's the shapes are, like I said, they're really small. There's a long way to go, but as of right now, that's, like, the most advanced techniques that I have. Since I watched a bunch of videos on this yesterday, like, all of these 3D hologram videos popped up on my YouTube recommendations.
You're gonna get
today.
Ads forever now.
Yeah, I know. And I watched some more, even though I'd completed my research, and I was like, none of these are good. All of these are, like, there's a thing, I think it was called, I can't remember what it was called now. It was all of it's like Pepper's Ghost, basically, or like the Looking Glass, where it's just stacked images on top of each other. So I don't count those as, like, true volumetric displays, even though they will advertise them that way. So
I think we should, I still want to try to make a Pepper's goes to my projector.
I think you could. We'll figure it out. You gotta have the image on a black background is, like, the key, and then, like, I had to turn my phone brightness up so you'd actually see the image. So lighting is key. I also read one article that said using Moore's law. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's, like, this, I don't know if it's theoretical, but it's been, like, proven countless times. It's the idea that technology grows exponentially. So he noticed that the amount of, like, transistors within electronics was doubling every 2 years. So using that model, you can kind of guess how technology is going to advance. So, like, the first TV was tiny, a tiny screen and huge on the outside, right?
Yeah.
And now, like, they're almost paper thin and hanging on your wall, and they're, like, 70 inches huge.
Yeah.
That's within the course of 40 years, 50 years, probably closer to 70 years, but whatever.
But now that even beyond that, now we've sped up even more.
Uh-huh.
And then in the next 50 years, we could just have,
yeah,
we'll revisit this.
Yeah, well, exactly. One article said that by 2046, we should have holograms close to, like, Back to the Future using Moore's law. So I thought that was interesting to bring up. I highly doubt it, but who knows?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It would be pretty cool. So that's all I got on holograms, John. Do you want to recap for us?
Yeah, how do I do that? Damn. What a visual episode.
I know. Go look up these videos. They're incredibly cool. Like, especially the optical trap display. Those ones. I'll show you a video, John, when we take a break. Everyone else do the same.
Okay, that's my recap.
Okay. You know, holograms are great and all, but you know what's even greater? Going to facebook.com/group/strangerstill and liking us on there and interacting with us.
Or if you're on your ding-dang phone, just search our name, you dummy.
Yeah. While you're searching things, you may as well go over to patreon.com
mm-hmm.
and look for the Flying Machine Patreon page. We are part of the Flying Machine Network, which is a fantastic place to go if you want to listen to some more podcasts. So Valentine's Day is coming up, and you could give the gift of Patreon support.
Mm-hmm. If
or...
if you love me, nobody loves me, Nick. That's my problem.
I love you.
You only love me monetarily. You can only show, I only accept love that's monetary.
Well, here's how I can show you that I love you.
Uh-huh.
You could go over to flyingmachine.network and find another podcast to listen to, and it'll bring infinite joy to your life. Like, May, hey, you can listen to the Positor podcast. Jay just talked about Martin Luther King Jr., and there's nothing more romantic than Martin Luther King Jr.
He was really, yeah, he was very romantic, but that's not money. I'd still like some money.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were criticizing me for, never mind. Okay, I got you. John, I want to know, can you show me, what do you think some practical uses of holograms would be?
Practical uses?
Yeah, right? That's so hard to think of.
Well, can we touch them?
Are
these like the ghosty ones? I think navigation would be helpful.
Yeah.
GPS, like it'd be very difficult to get lost if you had a hologram in front of your car.
Like a visual, like, you're going to see this gas station on your right.
There it is. Here's the light pointing at it. Yeah.
That'd be good.
And it's got to be easy to install there because you just have like a dome windshield.
Yeah, actually, there are like holographic displays on windshields right now.
Wow.
Like, they're 2D, but you can see through them. It's kind of cool. I read a few articles trying to figure out practical uses for 3D holograms, and even these articles were struggling because all that they could come up with is
Surgery.
tactical maps for like war,
It's stupid.
like in Avatar.
What about surgery maps?
Well, that's one thing. A lot of medical uses, like you can say this is where the heart is, and then you rip the body open
Yeah,
and
it'd be so
zoom in on the
gross.
heart.
And horror movies, you could do the same exact procedure for both.
Yeah, isn't that like the genetic opera? What was that called? Repo Man. That movie was
Gross.
bad. Virtual meetings is another practical application. You can like in
So sex.
well, that too. But I was thinking, I can't remember which Marvel movie it was. Was it the first Avengers where they had the people in those chairs and their holographic projections, and then they're like, "I'm done with you," and then they turn off their projection and the chair's empty.
Whoa.
Have you?
Sounds high tech, Nick. I don't know if I've seen that one.
I can't. I feel like it was Avengers. Shelby will listen back and be like, "How could you not know?"
It was Harry Potter. It always was. It's always the
I
answer.
know. The other thing was like displaying prototype models. So like if you had a car that you were working on and you needed to make changes to it, instead of making out of clay like they do to now, you just do to now like they do today. You make it out of
Projectors.
you use a projector and you show it to them, and then you can make changes on the 3D model.
That's cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Or to your body
What about your
for
body?
fitness. You could see what you would look
Oh
like.
yeah, like what would I look like with these
Hologram some abs on here.
abs? Yeah.
Gross.
Those are all cool and all, but what are some impractical uses you think we could use holograms for?
Oh, that's a much easier thing.
I put this on a Facebook page, but apparently no one cared enough to reply. I was like, what's the most useless thing you would attach 3D holograms
Yeah, like a stop sign, so you can make it say like,
to? Slow
stop
down.
hitting yourself.
Yeah. The only thing I could think of was a toothbrush. Jody on our Facebook said a toilet. Like, what would you need a hologram on a toilet for? Could see how full the bowl is? I don't know.
No, terrible. No, I don't like that at all. Maybe
That's
it
the point.
does like a laser light
Yeah.
show, but you're sitting on it, so you can't. It projects on the ceiling. Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be so cool. 'Cause like, remember when we were kids, we had those stars that you'd like take sticky tack and put them on your ceiling, and then they'd glow in the dark at night?
Yeah.
What if you just like had planets projected in your room
The whole
at
galaxy.
nighttime? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best impractical use I think that's possible.
Yeah.
So I would want that now.
Yeah.
That's like the next phase in my room right now, because my room has projectors
Yeah.
and lights
So
and stuff.
you need the universe in there.
I need, yeah,
One
something
thing
like
that a
that.
bunch of articles kept bringing up, but like no one wanted to outright say, is advertisements. That's like the one thing that holograms would be used for,
And
because they're
yeah.
eye-catching, they're cool, but they're not practical. But neither is soda or a fridge that has a screen on it to show you what's inside of it.
Yeah, it doesn't
That
mean.
stuff's not practical, but it's advertising.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What about cereal boxes?
Yeah,
You could play games on them.
oh
That'd be
man.
so cool.
How about tabletop games,
Oh, that's
obviously?
like, that's a really cool use of them. I got nothing else. Do you have anything else on holograms?
Is Gem in the Holograms any good?
I've heard mixed things because the critics hated it, but I think fans like it, or am I thinking of Speed Racer?
Wow, what a nerd.
It's just way off. I just thought of something.
What's
This is
that?
going to get a little bit blue for a second, but technology advances a lot when you introduce pornographic videos to it.
Yeah.
Like the reason like DVDs took off is because porn. Like Blu-rays were on porn. Like the internet has porn. Make 3D holographic porn and that technology will take off.
Yeah, why is that blue?
Because
That's
we're
sad.
talking, well, I guess we have talked about porn on this show before,
We got an
but
episode on it, Nick.
blue as in
I thought you meant blue like sad. I thought you were gonna
Abadi
say, "Oh
Abadi.
yeah, we could like preserve our memories because as we go older,
God, okay, now you're getting
you."
like Black Mirror up
That's
in
it.
here.
You could have said that our ancestors couldn't preserve their memories and they just
Yeah.
all they had was writing, but we're gonna be able to preserve like 3D holograms of ourselves and visit our grandpa. And but then you went to porn. But okay, whatever. I'm still John.
I'm still Nick. And this is the 3D embodiment of Stranger Still.